Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we are going to talk about abundance and work and productivity from a little bit different perspective than I've talked about it before. And I want to tell you where this comes from. I am really blessed that I'm around a lot of abundant people. They're abundant in certain areas of their life. And it's been really inspiring. And so one of my dearest friends, she has mastered the vibration of work less, earn more. And so I was asking her, I'm like, how did you get into that vibe? You know, and I've known this about her forever. Like the woman went from, you know, went to six figures working like a full-time job, but she only had to work like 30 hours a week, even less than that. Like she didn't have to show up until 10 and she could leave at 4, and she had all this flexibility. And so we were texting, and I thought, when I saw her text, I was like, I have to share this with the people that listen to my podcast. So I was asking her about, like, how did you embody this? And so this is what she said to me. The beauty of the American dream was that everything is possible. There is nothing holding us back from fulfilling our dreams. But the message got lost in society, and that was intentional. For the wealthy to continue getting wealthier, it's important that the working class and everyone believe that you constantly have to work to have worth, and that if you are not successful, it just means you need to work harder. And that is also based on a scarcity falsity, which makes everyone believe that that if someone else has it, there is less for them, which then affects their thinking and beliefs, keeping everyone down. Okay. So many, like when I read this, I was like, oh my God, she gets it. She gets it. And so if you've been struggling with breaking your income ceiling, it might be related to a societal belief. And this is embedded in our culture. Work harder. The American dream means work harder. Matter of fact, I just saw a politician talking about, like, yes, you know, if you work hard, you can achieve it. And I'm not saying don't work diligently, but this idea that how much you work is connected to your worth and how much you can earn, we have to break that up, separate that out into lanes. You get to decide what your productivity is. You get to decide how much money you earn and hold the belief that that is so. And you get to decide what your worth is. They're three separate areas of our life. But when we start crossing those lanes, start saying this must equal this for this to happen this way, it gets very messy because there are many equations at play. And so the best thing that you could do for yourself is you decide what your worth is, or even better than that, decide what your American dream is. Decide that you are worthy of that American dream. And if you're in another country, just decide that your dream, you get to have whatever it is that you want. And you get to decide how much you want to earn, and you get to decide how much you want to work. And it's not contingent on anything other than your decisions. It's a very powerful place to embody, because it puts you completely and totally in the driver's seat of your life. If you've been moving through your journey thinking, oh, something outside of me is going to determine how much I can make, how much I can work. How much, and my friend, like going back, she wasn't self-employed. She had a job, a full-time, you know, salary job. And she just held the vibration that I work less and earn more. I work less and I earn more. And you can change that affirmation around for your benefit. You know, I'm playing with it right now with, I work less at certain periods of time, and I work more when I want to work more, because there are definitely times when I'm working on a project when That's all I'm thinking about. I want to be in it. I want to be working on it. I want to see it to completion. I want all of my focus and energy around it. But I also know that I move out of those periods when it's time, to move out of them or take a break, but I'm still productive. And so I'm not great at this. I'm still working through my own storyline because I just came off of a book launch and immediately I was like, okay, I got to go into marketing. I got to hit it hard. And thank God we have the holidays in there. So that just kind of forced me to slow down. I'm an energetically sensitive person, so I can feel the energy of the world slowed down. So even though I did some work during that time, mainly I took it as holiday. And I like to celebrate the holiday. I do my own little rituals around holiday, especially New Year's. So I had that break. And then Monday rolled around and especially since I've been working with such intensity for, pretty much, in many regards, continuously for about a month, just day and night working on this thing. I might take some patches of time off, but I was like working on getting everything together for production on the novel. And so Monday rolled around and I wasn't like gung-ho, fired up. I had a plan in place. I had already written that plan out and I was checking boxes, which made sense, which makes total sense for where I'm at in this part of the process, in the book launch process. But I wasn't, again, I was criticizing myself for not working with that same intensity. And what does that mean if I'm not working like this? And I found myself wanting to watch shows and work a little bit, which I always will want to do because that's just who I am. It's my personality. It's not a statement about what's possible for me. But I was wanting to slow down. But at the same time, I did find myself like, oh no, what does this mean? Am I not going to hit my goal? And if I'm not working super, super hard and focused, and driving and hustling. And so I was sharing this with my friend and she came back with this response. So start defining what your American dream is. Start defining what your American work life is. And if you're in another country, just sub in your country. And how much you want to earn. And there's no limit on what you can earn. No limit whatsoever. I know you might, maybe you're in a job and you feel like, well, Amy, I'm making the most in my job. If you hold the vibration that more money is available to you and you believe that, then more money must come. So decide how much you want, how much money you want, what you want your bank accounts to look like, how frequent you'd like payments to come in. It's all up to you. And then decide that all of that has nothing to do with your worth and you get to define your worth. Start playing with it. Start telling yourself a new story. Stop participating in the story of, oh, I've got to work hard to make it, because that was a story that was sold to you. I'm a little bit different than my friend. I don't think it's the wealthy that made up that storyline. I think it's industries that made up that storyline. An industry might sell that story to their employees so they work harder. An industry might sell that to you as an individual so that you spend less money and you keep it in savings. Like, I think there's a lot that contributed to that storyline. I think most of these storylines, especially in modern day culture, are based, of course, in capitalism, but commerce, like marketing. And so decide you're not going to participate in those storylines anymore, that I have to work really, really hard. And if I'm not achieving a result, that just means I need to work harder. And then I want you to start embodying the idea, start playing with the way of being. And I promise you, the first time that I heard this, it was a couple of years ago, a teacher I've been following for years wrote a book on working less and earning more. And I was like so resistant to it. I wasn't ready to hear it. It's so funny now that I'm reflecting on it in this moment. I think about all the times I'm talking to a client and I know that what I'm sharing with them is truth and I'm not ready to hear it. Like, even if I remember listening to this teacher talk about it. I was like, oh no, I don't know what she's talking about. I made up a whole story about her. Like, oh, she's got this and this, and that's why she can take on this perspective. And guys, check yourself if you get really judgy around this idea of working less, earning more, and just start to play with it. Well, what would life be like if I was willing to believe that I could work less and earn more? What would life be like if I could work less and earn more? And then the additional piece of this on abundance that I thought my friend just really nailed, her and I were going back and forth over text. She said, "We weren't created to be slaves to man. We are here for God, and God is abundance and love and peace and joy and light and goodness and truth. All the darkness is not intended for us." So anything that is the opposite of abundance is darkness. And anything that limits you, anything that says that, oh, even working more is a form of, I can't hit the goal until I work more. It's a form of limitation. And if you started, I want you to start to step away from all forms of lack and limitation. And it's not just related to money. It could very well be related to people to date or homes available or, I really think my message for 2022 is going to be all the ways in which we are limiting all that is possible for us and how to step out of that. So just start playing with the idea that I live in abundance. And in abundance, all is possible, and all that I desire is meant for me, and all that I desire must happen if I believe that it must happen without any limitations. Again, we put so many limitations on what is possible for us, and it sounds real because it's passed down from generation to generation. It's a circulating societal belief. So you have to be that wise soul that rises above it. You have to be that wise soul that sees abundance where most people see lack. You have to be that wise soul that is not limiting yourself in any way. One of the things I'm manifesting this year, I'm in a personal year of six, and I am manifesting a house. And over the last couple of years, I've been very quiet with my manifestations. And I will be honest with you, I've worked to manifest owning a home since my divorce before. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to share. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm going to keep it to myself. But I realized that I'm a freaking teacher. And yes, there are certain manifestations I might keep to myself. But for this year, I feel like a part of owning my manifestation, and this is not for everyone, is saying to the people closest to me, because I used to not even tell the people. The last time I tried to manifest buying a home, I didn't tell anybody. And a huge part of that was because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to look stupid, or they're going to think I'm crazy. If I don't hit the goal, I'll look stupid. They're going to think I'm crazy for wanting this. But now I'm just like, all right, guys, I'm buying a house. All the money hasn't shown up because, I definitely want to spend some time in Los Angeles. I might come back to the Bay Area, but for the immediate, I want to spend some time in Los Angeles and I'd like to buy a home. And so I'm like, okay, all the people close to me, and I've done a lot of work around those relationships, and I feel comfortable sharing this. There are other aspects that, I probably won't share because I'm still getting comfortable with them. But this one, I want it so badly that I'm like, I don't want to hide from myself in any way, shape, or form. I don't want fear to cloud my judgment in any way, shape, or form. And so I'm just like, okay, I'm buying a house. I'm buying a house. I'm buying a house. And a house, like not a condo, a house with land and in Los Angeles. And that, just by the nature of it, puts me, anywhere from, depending on the neighborhood, but the neighborhoods I want to actually live in. There are other neighborhoods I'm not familiar with that maybe I might be open to, but I'm not familiar. But pretty much it's going to be between 1 million and 1.6 million. And I have no idea. I mean, I have lots of streams where it could flow in by all means. But in terms of knowing, no, I don't know. But I'm buying a house this year. That I do know. And it's not my job to know. It's my job to continue to show up. It's my job to continue to be open. It's my job to work on my belief. It's my job to stay rooted and grounded in the energy of owning a home and buying it outright. Whew. Right? Like buying it outright. Like even today, my mom was like, well, what about a mortgage? I'm like, that's not what I want. I want to buy it outright. I want to buy it outright. I want to buy it outright. So allow yourself to receive more by believing that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. And get out of the way by telling yourself that you are capable of earning as much as you want, however way you want, and that you don't have to work hard unless you want to. Like there are definitely, I loved this, you know, especially in the month of December and the focus and the intensity and all the work that went into that manuscript and getting that novel to market. I loved all of that. But then I realized coming out of it, oh, I want to go a little bit slower and I still want to be productive. And this month does matter, right? My, the way my royalties are paid are monthly. It's accumulated over that month and then paid out. So, and I think the only way I realize I'm like, oh, I'm getting in my way by the story that I'm telling. So just catch yourself. Am I telling a story that limits what is possible for me? Or am I wishful thinking and saying I'm going to do these things, but I don't believe it. And I'm not showing up like that's the case. So trust yourself. Trust yourself. And here's some affirmations to go with working less. Let's see. I am always productive, even if I work slowly and calmly. I am always productive, even if I work slowly and calmly. The less I work, the more I make. The less I work, the more I make. The less I make, the more I make. The less I work, the more I make. Oh, that's so good, huh? The less I work, the more I make. The less I work, the more I make. I'm willing to work smarter, not harder. That's one you've probably heard before. Play with it. Play with the language and make sure it fits for you. I'm willing to work smarter, not harder. I'm willing to work smarter, not harder. I'm willing to believe I'm amazing at my job. I'm willing to believe I'm amazing at my job. I'm willing to believe I'm amazing at my job. Rest is magnetic. Rest is magnetic. Rest is magnetic. Doing less allows me to have more of what matters in my life. Doing less allows me to have more of what matters in my life. Doing less allows me to have more of what matters in my life. I am valuable just because I am. I am valuable just because I am. I am valuable just because I am. And it's safe. It's safe to earn lots of money. It's safe to work less. It's safe to do your own thing. It's safe to even do your own thing in the context of your job. So going back to my friend, she decided what her job was going to look like. And energetically, that job started to shift to match the vibe of what she wanted. We are so powerful. And she's not confrontational. It wasn't like she ran into her boss's office and was like, I need to work less. I need to change my schedule. No, she just held the vibration. And when I say hold the vibration, meaning she held the belief. She thought thoughts that supported that belief. She felt feelings that supported that belief, that thought. And then, of course, she took action that was in alignment with that. So what I mean by that was if she wants to work less and earn more, she was not burning the midnight oil at her job because she's so afraid of some, she's going to get fired or something. No, it was quitting time. She was pacing, right? I could go, you know, for so often I would go and visit her during the day and we'd sit in her office and have tea and she'd do the thing she needed to do while I was there. And it was just always very, very chill and relaxed. And I thought it was, you know, of course I know for sure it was hella judgy on some level about it. Like, oh, I can just hang out with her and she's not really working. And then I realized, like, as I was reflecting on this podcast, I'm like, she was working the whole time I was there, but it was chill and it was relaxed and she designed it that way. We get to design our lives. We get to design our lives. So design a life that works for you and let go of the stories that you have to accept less than you desire, or, oh, I'll work my way up, or when I get here, I will do this. Start being the person you want to be today. Yeah, my friends? All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people start a business, grow a business, expand their business. I help people manifest really amazing things into their life and their world. And if you are ready for that, if you are ready for more while doing less and earning more, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please check out my single session as well as my massive result intuitive coaching package, both the 3-month option and the 1-year option. And if you enjoy this program, please sign up for my newsletter. Excuse me. You will get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free that you can use on your spiritual journey. There's usually exercises and insight there. So it's a nice mix of intuition and self-work and expansion all rolled into a message that you get twice a week for free. So sign up for that on my website. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Take care of yourself.